naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia.
What is going on? I will take you on a journey
across the universe.
What is this
stuff? Shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Some people will call it snow. I don't know what to call it anymore. It is still winter. But look at this. It's snowing here in Columbus, Ohio. I don't know about you guys, but look. Really? It's supposed to be 48 today. I guess not. Come on, people. We have to be positive. We have to, like, raise the vibration, okay? The vibration has to go up, not panic mode, okay? You know, we have to be, like, positive. Let's get up. Let's think about good things. I mean, snow's pretty. Snow is nice, but I'm kind of ready for a change. I'm ready for something different. My daughter just called me. I talked to her. She just told me, she goes, people were calling her because she works at a resale store. In the resale store where they buy baby clothes, and people were calling saying, hey, are you guys taking any clothes today? And she goes, yes, we're taking clothes. He goes, yeah, because I need to sell my clothes off so I can buy toilet paper. True story. I kid you not. And I'm sure my daughter will post that. But I don't know. Corona snow. I don't know. Is this corona snow? Is this really like chemicals maybe they're pouring us? No, I'm just teasing. But anyhow, you know, it makes you wonder what's wrong, what's going on. Mother Earth is shifting and changing. I've talked to somebody on the other side of Ohio, and you know what? Their weather is rain, like it's 35 degrees. But here, we got snow. Look, snow. 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 All right, I'm not complaining. It's strange, all the things that are happening right now. That's all. Just a little strange, a little weird, and you know, makes you kind of wonder. I'm jumping in my car here. I'm gonna go do something because I don't want to be cooped up in the house. That's the last place I want to be. That's the last thing I want to do, because anybody can do that. Everybody can get cooped up in the house and not do anything for a day. I'm in my car getting ready to get the snow off my windshield. So earlier I posted, if you watched my post, I asked anybody, does anybody know anybody who's been affected by this coronavirus? Family member, neighbor. I mean, we're getting reports of people are getting infected and they're sick and their things are going on, but I haven't met one person. I haven't anybody who that I can confirm or validate who has been affected by this corona virus. So I don't know if this is, you know, I'm not trying to debunk, I'm not trying to be like conspiracy theorist. I'm just curious. My curiosity as a human being wants to know what is going on, what's happening. Is there really something happening? Because, you know, everything that I do in my business has been canceled. All the work that I do, events, classes, everything's been canceled because of the venues where I work from. And, you know, that's my income. So it affects me. It affects me very, very gravely. People don't really understand that. I mean, I understand we need to be safe and be careful, and I get that, and I totally understand that. But will they have the same compassion for the small business owner like myself when they're not able to do what they love to do, you know, because they had to bite the bullet, you know, take it and lose out? It's not about writing things off because you couldn't do it. It's just, it's reality. No sports. I'm a huge basketball fanatic. You know, I don't even get to have that entertainment. This would have been the weekend for that. Soccer. It's another big sport canceled. Major League Baseball. Concerts. The movie theaters also said that they will only limit capacity to half. So once they, if they have seating for 250, it'll just cut it in half. Or 500 and cut it in half. This is where we're at. This is what's happening in the world. This is the reality of what we're facing right now. There's a Sylvia Brown or Coons book that's kind of running around right now where there's a prediction about the future that I posted also. Well, I've got several people said it's not a Sylvia Brown book, and then I got other people said it's a Sylvia Brown book. So now the question is, has somebody plagiarized somebody else? Or is it a possibility that we're crossing into multiple dimensional things, rifts here, the Mandela effect? I don't know. You know, it makes you wonder now. It's snowing here, not snowing someplace else. So there's some weird things happening right now in the world. There's some strange stuff happening. But I want somebody to report to me if they know anybody who's been contaminated and somebody who's been, you know, affected by this virus. I want to know. I need to know. I have to know because my curiosity as a human being needs to know. Kind of like a scientist who would go out and do the scientific method on something. I'm curious too. I'm doing my scientific analysis of what's really happening. There's 5,000 people on my Facebook page, on my page, but on my friends list. Okay, and of those people, I'm asking, do you know firsthand a friend, family member, someone close to you who's been affected by this, who is actually not well? And, you know, I'm not trying to say that this doesn't happen, this isn't existing, but all our information, excuse me, I coughed, is being disseminated through media, through our government. So now I'm just curious. It's just curiosity, you know, because they canceled everything. They did away with the things that we love. Now we can't do certain things. And then they wonder why we're going, some of us are going crazy buying toilet paper, cans of foods and rations. And they're asking us to not panic. Really? You expect people to just go, oh, okay, we're not going to go buy anything because we trust you. No, man, there's a problem. You're instilling fear just because the fact is, all these things are being canceled. All these things, my drum circles were canceled because of out of fear that someone might touch somebody and they might get sick. Jeez, how many times have we drummed in the last 20 years, you know? You know, drumming is actually good for you, right? But I get it. I understand. We don't want anybody to get sick. We don't want to pass no diseases and no stuff. I understand that. But you can't expect people not to panic. You can't expect people not to freak out. You can't expect people to be feeling a certain way. Come on. You know, scary or not, you know, it's not that it's scary. They're scaring us too. They're scaring us into this thing too. As much as it may be true, as much as it is true, you can't just buy into all the fear that they're mongering into us. When they cancel all these things, and when they make fun of us because we buy toilet paper, because we're going to go to the store and shop and buy excess stuff. Shit, I would too, man. If you gave me a better scenario, a better way to approach this, I would. But I can't, personally, because I can't approach it in this personal way, because this is what you've done to me. This is what you've done to my community. This is what you've done to the world. You told them that we can't congregate. We can't get in mass groups and be together for a certain period of time. And most of us have complied. Some of us have not, but a lot of us have. And now you're telling me I shouldn't go buy excess stuff off the shelf? Because I should trust you. It's not even, it's not the same anymore. You are expecting me, government, CDC, whoever, friends who work for government, you're expecting me to have a cool head after you've conversed and talked with other big corporations and told them to cancel events, not to have people congregate and not be in certain space. And I'm supposed to have this feeling of not feeling fearful, not panicking, and not feeling that desire that maybe I need to have preventative measures and be prepared. The government's prepared for, right? And they have militaries, they have armies, right? Why do we have armies and militaries? Because we have preventative measures in case we're attacked or we have to protect ourselves. Well, people, you have to protect yourselves too. I'm not telling you to go run out and be crazy. But when you do go run out and you go buy stuff, be nice to each other. People are really being mean to one another right now out in the stores. Someone coughs, sideways looks if you're walking with your kids, you know, just come on. You gotta be better. We gotta do better. They've already instilled the fear in us. They don't want us to be fearful. Oh, don't panic, don't be fearful. But they've already done that. They did it on purpose. They want to see how we react. And I'm still asking. And I want someone to post here right now on this thread. If you know somebody directly, indirectly, and you're sure that they have the coronavirus and they're sick and they're on the hospital, or if you have it, if you've been tested, then tell me. Because you know what? I'm walking around. I've been driving around for days, you know, for months since this thing's been going on. And I still haven't run into one person who's had it. Are you just a carrier for this virus? Does this virus creep a certain type of person? I don't know. I don't think they even know. You know, I'm not saying that there's not a coronavirus, because I don't want to say that either. It's kind of like the shopping thing. Don't panic, go buy, but you go buy, right? But really think, use your minds, man. Think about this. Yeah, we have to be, you know, use discernment and be on the ball and be thinking about this stuff. But we also have to be proactive about this. Ask your friends, ask your neighbors. Hey, you know anybody who's got infected by the coronavirus? Do you? I can ask every one of you who've posted here. Do you know anybody? I don't want to hear that I heard it on the news or five people confirmed. They said there's 100,000 people just in Columbus, Ohio who are infected. Okay, where are you getting that information from? How are you calculating that? There must be a point of reference somewhere, you know. There must be some kind of log about this. But what, 10, this should be what, 20, 1 out of 20 people, 30 people, 50 people, 100 people get this. There's an average. And I have not seen that average. And I'm curious. I'm really curious, because what's happening right now is they're confining us to be apart from one another. And so we're going to have to figure out ways to get back together and commune together. And you know what? And I pray and I hope that there is no coronavirus, and I hope that it subsides, and I hope it goes away quickly. And I hope if there is, but those of you who are shopping, keep shopping, man, buy it all. I don't care. You know what? Because you know what? Let's say if there was a coronavirus, you guys are smart because you went and bought it. Everybody's making fun of people buying toilet paper. So what? You're going to buy it anyways, right? And I just have extra. When the coronavirus is over, you won't have to buy toilet paper for 6 months. So you just did the Costco very quickly and very fast. You did an extended shopping sooner. But you know what? In some places, they won't even let you hoard stuff. Okay? Our government. Do some research, people. I'm not lying to you. Do some research. They don't like when you hoard coffees and sugars and stuff. There's laws. There's acts about that. And this is true. Look it up. Some states forbid you having that. But right now, we're in some really strange times. We're being tested, man. I think we're really being tested to how we respond, how we react, and how we move through this, we navigate through this time. If you can prove to me and show me somebody you know, then you know what? Then I'll go, okay, something's going on. But I have yet to run to one person that I know who has the coronavirus. I've heard of people being quarantined and stuff just because they think, they don't know. You know, I can't even validate if they were even tested, or they just because they just feel bad. They're even telling you, if you feel sick, don't go out. They're telling you, just don't go, don't. You might have it. No. You know, when you plant a seed in someone's head, they buy into that stuff. Not because they're weak and not because their mind's not strong. It's you just planted a seed. You just put something in there. You put an idea, you put a thought there, and it builds and it creates. You're like a super recording computer, constantly recording every information that runs past us. Some things are valid, some things are not, some things are there to recall later. But this is the things that are like right on top and right in front of us. And these are the things right now that are close to our heart. And so, of course, you're going to be affected by it. You're going to be affected by it. So, like I said, prove to me, show me. There's 5,000 people on my friends list, okay? If you know somebody who's directly connected to you, who is sick, and somebody who's totally incapacitated because of the coronavirus, then tell me. Because I have the right to know. It's not because, oh, it's personal. No, no. If it's detrimental to all our health, we have the right to know. We have the right to know. And those people who say they have friends in quarantine, were they tested? Or were they just assuming they're in quarantine because? You know, really use your brains. Let's use our heads. Let's use discernment here. Let's really think. You know? I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. Corona, no corona, doesn't matter. But something's happening. There's something going on. And some of you are going to be snarky and go, oh, it's the coronavirus, you know. I get that. Why are people buying toilet paper? It doesn't make sense. Because they can. Because they want to. Because they want to wipe their butt. They want some kind of comfort if they can't be comfortable. Plus, if there's no firewood, they can't find anything where they can burn toilet paper. Start the little fires, you know. Toilet paper has many uses, man, other than just wiping your butt. You just have to be creative with it. But, you know, I'm never going to slam somebody because they're out buying. What I will slam is people who loot because something's happening. You're taking something that's not yours. That's different. But if you want to spend your hard-earned money, now, you know, people don't have... Some people's jobs have closed. My daughter got sent home today because of the fear of the coronavirus. You know, because, you know, one, because there was nobody in the store. Because people aren't buying baby clothes. People aren't buying things. People are buying perishable and non-perishable items very quickly off the shelves. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. It's our job to be vigilant, to be on the ball, to understand, take it serious, but also find the fun in it. We got to laugh a little bit, guys. We can't be so stuffy and so uptight, okay, and feel that we have to be, that we can't joke about it. Yeah, unfortunately, people will perish. I understand that because they just, that's it's their time. It's their moment. We're all going to die one day. Some of us, unfortunately, may not make it through this. I might not make it through this, right? It's a possibility that I could get infected and die if there is such thing going on. This could be my last live stream. The point is, let's not be afraid. Let's not be afraid. Let's be mindful and understand and use discernment. Have preventative measures to protect ourselves. The fear is real for some people, and we have to honor that. That the fear is real. And we also have to honor that some people don't give a shit. They're like, whatever, there's no coronavirus. And you know what? Don't waste your time fighting. If they believe it, don't believe it, so what? Move on, get with it. But if you believe that there is a coronavirus, then you do what's best for you and your family. You do what's best for you. I'm gonna do what's best for Iggy and the people around me. But I don't think that you have to go out there and live in fear, be fearful. You know, we've made it through worse things. You know, the flu runs rampant every day. And there's germs everywhere. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that float in our air. Our waters are polluted. Our airs are polluted, you know. And yet, we're in the time now where we're being challenged. Our belief systems are being challenged. All the things of who we believe and think we are being challenged. You know, how we respond and how we react will really be up to us. Now, I just have reports. These are confirmed, and if you need the information, I can give it to you. They're giving 2,400 milligrams of vitamin C to people in China because it seems to be helping with combating the coronavirus that supposedly is happening in China and the people dying. Now, this is confirmed stuff, so this is something. Now, I have had people send me videos, and I said this on my show the other day, about things, some really atrocious things happening there that people are doing to other people. Well, I can't confirm that. I can't confirm or deny that that's not happening. But I'm not going to post those things because I don't think it's appropriate to post it if I don't have truth or validation to that. So you won't see that. You will see some funny things. I'm going to post some things because you know what? I have to deal with it through humor, personally, myself. And I know not all of you are humorous and you don't necessarily... So I'm going to tell you, you might want to stay away from my page if you're sensitive too much to this kind of stuff. And I'm telling you that out of the heart, out of my kindness of my heart, because I don't want you to be upset with me or frustrated with me, because that's how I deal with the unknown. Okay, maybe it's deflection, maybe it's me trying to deflect of the things in front of me, but I don't see and I haven't felt and I don't know what to say. Now, if something happens and changes, I'm sure I might come back on here and say a completely different thing. I might come a different approach. Because of right now, all the information I'm getting from is from, you know, my government, the news media. I haven't really heard anything from my friends, close friends, or people that I know that they have any issues or anybody's been hurt by it. I'm not also going to sit here and say, hey, it's not happening, because it could be happening. But there's just a lot of strange and weirdness right now. It's a time, it's a test for us to see if we can be, still be kind to one another, if we can be honor one another, love one another, you know, and care about one another. Because it's so easy to be angry and frustrated in these times and be misunderstood and totally be just discounted. And some people are going to have their beliefs. And you know what? This is kind of like the 2016 election. You're either on board or you're not on board, or you're in the middle. And usually, I don't hate to see people's families break up because of something that we have no idea over. So love each other. Everybody love everybody. That's from the movie Semi-Pro. I don't know if you know that. Will Ferrell's character, you know. He says that. Everyone love everyone. And that's how he dealt with it. Let's love each other. Let's honor each other. Let's do the best we can. Okay, let's be mindful that not everybody's going to have the same beliefs or opinions that you do. And that's okay. That's fine. I know, and I wouldn't want everybody to think like me or be like me. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm just here to share what's going on through my head. Maybe this is a way for me to deal with it. Since I can't watch TV and I can't play soccer and I can't do the things that I want to do, the things that I'm normally doing. So here we are. Honor and love one another. You know that the other person has a different idea about life, a different idea about the situation that's in hand with this coronavirus, this thing that's happening to us right now. Everybody has their own opinions and beliefs about it. So respect and honor each other. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about how do we get through all this together? How do we get through this? How do we muddle through this information and misinformation, inundated with information, all kinds of memes popping through there, all kinds of misinformation, you know? How do we move through this? How do we move through this energy that has been created now? Because this energy is real. This stuff that's happening is becoming a word of its own. Okay, it's taken on a life of its own. It has become a movement of sorts of how we were going to respond, how we are going to react to everything that has been presented in front of us. There's some crazy stuff happening right now, you know. We touch our face and people freak out. We freak out. We joke from it. Oh, well, I touched my face. It's a conditioning. You know, some people say, oh, I wash my hands more. No, actually, you wash your hands a lot more than you think. You just think you didn't wash your hands as much as you did. You're washing your hands. Maybe you wash your hands two times more than you actually did. If you were in the habit of washing your hands, then you're probably going to keep washing your hands. If you weren't in the habit of washing hands, you're washing your hands. So there's all kinds of things that are happening. You know, what happened to our ancestors? Think about our ancestors. I mean, let's go back. Caveman, cavewoman, boom. You know, they had to adapt. Of course, their flora, their bodies, all their makeup was completely different than what we have. I think if the cave person came and lived in this, we brought a cave person to this moment, they probably wouldn't last very long. The diet would probably kill them. They probably couldn't even eat it just because their body would just reject some of the stuff that we have. And vice versa, how would our body respond eating the diet, you know, eating nuts and berries, meat from time to time, or no meat at all, you know? How would we respond? Cooked, non-cooked. I'm sure it would affect us. So go out there. Love and honor each other. Care about each other. Understand that there's a lot of misinformation out there right now. And there's a lot of information being pumped at us about what's happening. And you know what happens? Our brains go into a little bit of an overload. It's real. It's not real. It's not real. You know, I don't know. Okay. So just be kind. Do your best. You know, because that's all we have. That's all we can do for one another. That's all we can, you know, just care and love each other. I can't stress that any more than anything that I've spoken about here in this last 30 minutes. We can't go downward. We have to go upward with this. We have to really raise the love and the vibration. We have to. I mean, if we don't, we're going to have some serious, serious, serious problems. And I don't want to see people go through some serious problems. Because right now, there's a lot of crazy stuff happening. And a lot of it, we don't know what it is. And a lot of it, we can't figure out. And a lot of it, we're trying to figure out. And maybe we will, maybe we won't. Corona real? Corona not real? I don't know. I can't give you a straight answer if it's real or not. Because all my information is coming from TV. It's coming from internet. It's coming from, you know, people who are sending me stuff. I have yet to see anybody close to me be affected by anything. I'm not saying it's not. But I'm here to tell you, just use your brain. Use your discernment. Use, you know, what's in here and go, Use your feelings too, your third eye, your chakras, your heart chakras, your sacrals, everything. Connect them all. Get them all moving together, up and down. Get connected. Find that love. Find that love, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through this stuff right now. And you know what? And things will work out for us all. Things will work out. But the day we start hating on one another and trying to prove and defend that our version of the story is right, amidst the stuff that we're being pumped at us, to cause a problem. All right, guys. I hope I didn't ramble on too much, but like I said, just send me some information. If you know somebody who's infected, I want to know. I have a right to know. Just like everybody. This is a time where we have to know how to protect ourselves from the information we're getting, and if there is a virus. We will find out. We will know soon enough. Peace and love, guys. Be well. Take care. Ho'oponopono. Much love. Go back and listen to the show, because I think it has a lot of good information in it. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to just have an open eye about this, an open ear, you know, and not take everything at first hand. Question. Ask. Because sometimes when I watch that TV and I look at these guys talking, they have that blank stare in their face like they don't know what the hell's going on. Because you know what? They're human beings too. They're just like you and me. And they have to pass off some serious information about some serious things that they don't even know. And they're not sure if they're even giving you the right information, because they don't want you to be scared. They don't want you to jump and be nuts and be fearful. But you know what? That's too late. It's too late for that. People will always resonate to the weakest vibration, because that's where they need to be at the moment. At the moment, then they'll move out of it and they'll raise the vibration in their energy fields, and then they'll get in a better place. When they are stockpiled with a bunch of toilet paper and cans of tuna and cans of whatever, you know what? They're going to be happy. Leave those people alone. They're using their preventative measures in their life because that's what they need in their life to feel secure and safe. If you think it's funny and you think it's, you laugh at them, that's okay. Laugh at them. That's all right. I'm not saying that what they're doing is wrong or right. We're just in a big shopping spree right now. I'm never going to laugh at somebody because they think that they need to prepare and be ready. You know, if you have a pantry at home and it's full of canned goods and you've done that forever, then you know, that's it. But you'll understand not everybody's like that. Some people live paycheck to paycheck, day by day, by just what they need versus, but you know what? What if it was real? What if it is real? What they're saying. Are you prepared? Are you ready? How will you handle it? Just approach it in a way that's loving and understanding. Don't get mad. Don't get